Well, well, well. Packers versus Bears in the NFL playoffs.
Man, we got a squad.
The last thing they want to see is us coming down to Soldier Field.
I've been arguing with Mark Pauscher, who keeps telling me, we've got a better roster than you.
No, you don't.
For the first time in a long time. This is going to be a real rivalry.
I feel extremely good about the performance they're going to put on the field on Saturday.
Don't tell me the Packers are good.
I don't know if anybody's good. That's the thing. Door's wide open because nobody's actually good.
Bears ball, they recovered an onside kick. The fourth quarter magic is somehow continuing here in Chicago.
To be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Don't you ever speak about Matt LaFleur like that.
My viewpoint of the Bears is you better beat the Packers because of the call-up.
You know what the rivalry is all about. You know, you got the two top teams in the NFC North going against each other. It's a great rivalry.
I don't think there's a switch to be flipped. I think it just works.
Now is our time to reset and reestablish our identity as a defense.
They need to handle their business.
And it's blocked! Oh my goodness, the Packers block it, and they're going to win!
Going deep, searching for DJ Moore over the shoulder. Catch made, touchdown there!
Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
They were just moving the ball up and down the field against that Bears defense.
No, I mean, what defense?
I don't care you played better for most of the game. You know what you did? You lost.
You don't want to give Chicago extra possessions in the playoffs on the road.
You can't let the little brother beat you.
I think they would rather play almost anybody else but us.
The past 2 years, we've kind of been stacking the thing and kept getting better and better. This will be a great win.
We are not going to be done.
Or your ESPN Wisconsin app, or the variety of places you can stream this here program to hear Johnny Montage. Jesse will also be posting that, I'm sure, to his social media channels, so you can enjoy the full experience there as well. I'll say this, Jeff Hafley certainly gave you the perfect closeout for your montage, Jesse. We'll see if he delivers on that promise tomorrow night. It is the 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which will include headlines, Whoa Nelly, and Feel Good Friday. But first, it is time for our prize picks of the week.
Free square alert! Free square alert! Caleb Williams, 0.5 passing yards.
Are we sure?
Are we sure it's a free square? Prize picks offer right now leading into wild card weekend. Caleb Williams, 0.5 passing yards. Take advantage of it. I will be doing so along with some of your recommended picks based on our real projections from Prize Picks. A lot more on the board to choose from this week compared to what we had going into the Vikings game last Friday.
Yeah. Last week was tough, but I want to say thank you to Matty Ice, Matty LaFleur, kicking that late field goal. Good for old T.
So remember, stacks now on Prize Picks. You can pick the same player for multiple categories. So let's do Caleb Williams. I'll assume he'll throw for more than 1 yard passing, although it might not be that much more. How about 59.6% for our favorite category, Caleb Williams' completion percentage. He was under that in both of the games against the Packers in the regular season.
So the thing is, you feel like he's going to probably throw the football less if it's clunky out. I don't know why I would go more. He hasn't proven to me that he can do it. And you start factoring in wind and snow and everything else and drops. I'm going less.
Really?
He hasn't done it. He doesn't throw. He's not a 60% completion guy. It's just not. Rashawn Gary's not a big snap count guy. Old boy's not a completion percentage guy.
I think I am, I don't want to say leery, But I'm very curious to see how Caleb Williams is going to play, because I don't think many people thought Jordan Love was going to be as awesome as he was in his postseason debut. Now, just because he was great doesn't mean Caleb Williams is going to be. And I still think that defense has a very quiet resolve and confidence about it. I think Caleb Williams is going to play well, but not well enough to win. So I'm going to say more than 59.6 completion percentage.
I hope it snows. I know we're seeing conflicting forecasts on what it might be Saturday night. Has Caleb Williams ever played a game in the snow?
I don't know. Probably not at USC.
For sure not. And last year they played in Green Bay the last game of the year. It was sunny and gorgeous out that afternoon. I was there. I remember it. But I don't know if he's ever actually really played a tough game in the snow before. So what a time for battling the atmosphere for the first time than in a playoff game. I'd love to see that if it happens. Jordan Love, more or less 220.5 passing yards in his return.
I think I'm going to go more. Again, I just, until I know the weather.
Conditions, yeah.
I'm going to change it. I'm going less. That's a tough one. It's right
that
about
that's, 5 seconds.
That's right about the number that I would think that that's where I would be. And if it's going to snow and be crappy out, it's going to be tough sledding to get to 220 plus.
Tough sledding. Clever. Yeah.
So I'm going to go less.
Now, what if it snows in the morning and then it's done
then
by
it's
the
no
time
big deal.
It's game time?
Then it's irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant. That's funny because I was going to say less. And now I feel like since you got that updated weather forecast in that 5 second span, I'm still going to go less. I think Josh Jacobs is going to have a big game. I think Josh Jacobs is going to finally feel healthy and remind everyone of the running back he is when he is not playing hurt. But I think Jordan Love is going to play well, but I don't think they're going to need him to throw for 220. I think he's going to come in a smidge underneath that. So now you got one we agree on, Jesse, unless, of course, you disagree.
Well, now I'm nervous if the forecast is going to change how we feel about that one, so maybe we'll wait.
Now, let me ask you a Prize Picks question. If you were to wager right now, projections, at 11:12 a.m., and then whoever your favorite weatherman might be, like my guy Luke Sampi up here in Green Bay, if they come out and say, oh, it's going to be a mud bowl, can you change it after you've already put in your prediction?
You get like, now, you what get, is it, 5 minutes you get to lock in?
You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. Yeah.
So you're going to a wise Prize Picks player would say, I'm going to wait to put these in until
I
see
the projections change. Like
if they could update it Saturday.
The numbers come in, they balance it out so that it's not tilted too heavily one way.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys let me know what you decide to do, Jesse, because now I'm very curious. I will be keeping an eye on this projection and the weather forecast.
I'm going to give you 3 running backs. You tell me which of these you can pick multiple
Manungai.
If you want that you like. Josh Jacobs, more or less 73.5 rushing yards.
Sounds like Jason's more on that.
I'm going more. I'm a moron now.
I'm going to have a touchdown. I want a touchdown. Jacob's going to score a touchdown.
Okay. We can get that one up here in a minute. DeAndre Swift, 59.5 rushing yards.
Okay.
And Manungai, 44.5 rushing
yards. I love Manungai
yards.
Over 44.
He went over that in both of the first two games against the Packers.
It seems like a low projection.
I think
for him.
I have my projections. Maybe there's more that you're going to bring. So I'm obviously going to take the free square. I'm going to take Manungai more, and I'm going to take Jacobs with a touchdown. That's what I'm doing.
I like it.
Josh
Jacobs, should play that, Jesse.
More or less than 0.5 rushing receiving touchdowns. It's available. You can take less on it even if you want. You don't get that a lot of times on that projection. It's interesting. One more I wanted to throw in for you guys. Because there's all kinds of categories on Prize Picks for you to choose from. Completion
my
percentage,
ETA
yardage, of
to
course.
My bed back in Green Bay early Sunday morning.
Nah, I get the Airbnb. Daniel Whelan more or less than three punts?
Oh, is that really one of them?
That is one of them.
Less. Three?
Three punts.
That takes him five games, unless they're throwing the game and they're playing a Bishop's Charity regular season game. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Less.
So you're going to add less to your...
Yeah, I'm going to add that one in.
Allotment there. Okay.
So they don't do 2.5 for 3.5. They do three?
That is three on the money. Yep.
Okay. I understand. I would say that it's... This is going to sound crazy. But it seems to me that the Packers are better off when they do punt, given their record in games in which they don't. But I think he's going to punt fewer times than that. I think he may punt three times, and then what happens then?
It's a wash.
Get a refund?
It's a wash. It does not count for or against you. It just is negated.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, as Geriad points out on the ESPN Madison YouTube chat. We'll have to wait to see what Roto Grinders is about the win.
Oh, yeah. What do we got?
That's a callback to a couple weeks ago. And it's a time for a callback to Tausch to tell us again about Prize Picks.
All right. You know what? It's playoff time. The holidays are over. Sports calendar. This is Jesse thinks this is the best weekend. I think next weekend is the best, but it is the best time to download that Prize Picks app. Use that code WI. We just went through our list. I'm going to go Caleb Williams. He's got the free square on Prize Picks this week. Manung Guy, 44. I'm going to go Moore. I'm going to go Josh Jacobs touchdown, and I'm going to go with Daniela Villan to punt less than three. That is my projections. You guys jump out, see what you like. There's also stacks. You can pick the same player. I don't know if they let you go punt one, two, three. I don't know if they do that, but they do let you pick the same player. You can go points, assists, threes. I'm sure you can go rushing touchdowns. There's all kinds of great things on Prize Picks, and it is deposits and the withdrawals are fast and secure. In 50 states. Just makes the game, watching the games, that much more fun. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use code WI. You're going to get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, code WI. Free square with Caleb Williams. Manung Guy. Josh Jacobs. Daniel Whelan. That's me. You go ahead, jump out, because Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. All right, our headlines are next.
Is that song is that Packers song that has taken the internet by storm? Is that royalty free?
You think
what
that song
is that?
I sent that to you guys. It has gotten a lot of vitriol.
Because it's not good.
I thought it was funny. I didn't think it was good, but for someone that's done this and gets ripped on a little bit, I like the fact he put it. I can't figure out.
You've never promoted your headline songs as Packers hype anthems.
Because that's not what they were all the time.
I have to be honest, I didn't click on that link you sent. I thought maybe
it
was spam.
Listen to the song. It's interesting. I think it's funny. You'll get a kick. And can someone explain to me? It's like they're out in a cornfield, and there's a microphone. Like, where's that mic coming from?
Okay, for those of us that have not seen this, it's going to be hard to answer this question.
Do you know how media works? Like, it's a green screen, and it's
you don't
like,
know
and
it's a green
edited
screen.
In. It's he's not filming the video in a cornfield.
It looks like
with a microphone from above.
It looks
from
as
God.
If he is collecting wheat from harvest, and he's got a microphone in the middle of a field. I thought it was interesting. I did not think the song. I'm not going to sit here and rip people's. I want people to be creative. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It seems like Packer fans did not think this worked.
Since we're already pushing it with Green Day, would you like me to bump back with the song
no,
and we'll find
no,
out if it's royalty
no.
free or not later?
Or
no.
Gonna just find out.
No. I don't want to. No. No.
No.
No. Also, our clock management was great, and I had a little piece of breaking NFL broadcasting
news. What's
the
breaking news?
Well, look, I love this guy because he has called so many huge moments, including when a young Mark Tauscher was on the field for the Monday Night Miracle. He did what? With that touchdown catch by Antonio Freeman to beat the Vikings that rainy night at Lambeau Field.
Dennis Miller?
But well played. I knew I was setting myself up for that. But Al Michaels has inked a deal per The Athletic to return for another year as the Thursday night football play-by-play man on Prime Video. And I gotta say, he is one of the GOATs, but I would appreciate it if there was just a slightly higher level of energy from time to time in his broadcasts. Is that fair? Is that a fair critique?
I'm also going to say this. I've given Anderson Cooper a lot of grief over the years because it's like they can't do a show without him. He's got to be on 60 Minutes. Like, he's a CNN guy. Great. Go ahead. Do your thing. We don't need to. Like, there's enough other talent out there that they can do it. Kirk Herbstreit, God bless him. He's fine. I don't think we need him on all this. I think he is oversaturating himself. I think Amazon should get a new booth. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Kirk, stick with college football. You do a great job. You do this. I don't think the Amazon booth is not good.
Yeah.
Let's get Greg Olson in there, and I will do the games with him.
Well, there you go.
That's going to ruin your chances of replacing Matt LaPay.
As long as the dude that did the Packers fight anthem is your lead-in, I'm on board.
Song lead into Carissa and the crew on the pregame show. Yep.
I mean, am I crazy? Do we have that devoid of talent in the media world? There's millions of people fighting for every last job. And are you telling me that there's some people that just have 72 jobs? Am I crazy or not?
No, you're not crazy.
Okay, thank you.
Couldn't agree with you more. Again, I'm really not enjoying this show. Time for headlines. Those are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, Jesse, I would like to render one small complaint, not about your use of Green Bay in your montage, which is going to get us flagged by the good people of YouTube.
No, it won't. We didn't put it on there.
I'll say this. I have people in the YouTube comments saying they listened to it both times on YouTube.
Well, I don't control what happens on the Milwaukee YouTube channel. Okay. It's out of my jurisdiction.
Thank you, Truman.
Yeah,
I understand, and I love, again, I was a proponent of royalty-free music so we could get back on Spotify, back on YouTube, even though we pay to play the Matt Carneys of the world and the Andy Grammers.
Well, we've stopped paying that then, right, if we're not doing royalties?
I don't know, because other shows continue to use popular music.
Oh,
so
really?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
A bit of a gray area right now, Tausch. A bit of a gray area.
But I'm a little disappointed because we have not found new headlines music.
Yeah,
that's
we did.
Royalty free.
We just found the anthem this week. What are you talking about?
Maybe for next season.
I don't know if you want to pay that guy in the cornfield,
old Joe.
But it is time
cornfield
for headlines.
Joe.
Tausch, the floor is yours.
All right. We've discussed and went over, and I'm glad it's a Saturday game. I want to get this game. I want it here. I'd love it to be tonight. We've talked, and now here we walk. Green Bay heads to Chicago for a rare playoff meeting. And to be fair, the Bears earned their number two seeding. Although we look like each other, tough luck, little brother. It's the Bears who are Amazon Prime for a beating. Packers 27, Bears 16.
That was good.
God, those guys do such a good job.
That was really good.
Thanks.
Your brothers, they're really good.
Best one of the year.
Except for the movies. My turn. To the tune of Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. But I'm not going to sing. Chicago, Chicago, that cardiac town. Chicago, Chicago, that fourth quarter. Don't goof around. Bet your bottom dollar. Don't turn it over. In Chicago, Chicago, the town that Aaron Rodgers used to own. In Soldier, that spaceship, I just want to say, the D does things they don't do without half-lay. They have the time of their life, and the number 7 seed heads to Seattle without much strife. From Chicago, Chicago, where the Bears lie down. Chicago, Chicago, the rivalry's back. Chicago, Chicago, but I'll take the pack. Green Bay 27, Chicago 21. I love Sinatra. He was cool. Jesse?
Were all the songs that long?
There's like 3 more verses to that song.
I thought I
shortened it considerably. I had plenty more material to work with.
I don't know if Sinatra would hold up today. People don't have the type of attention span.
Apparently you don't.
What they do have the attention span for are streaming shows.
And 4-minute montages.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's different.
Interesting.
Jumping around from voice to voice.
I do get
voice.
To learn. I didn't know any of the shows last week. I don't watch a ton of Prime, so...
Well, I got you, Tosh.
I'm very intrigued to find out some shows I should be watching.
Oh, we're doing it!
See
here
how many shows you can find in
from
my headline.
Peacock shows to Prime shows.
The Boys Play On. The Marvelous Mr. Love reigns as the man in the high castle, while Bears face fallout of Caleb Williams playing like an average Ricky Stenicki.
Do you know any of these shows that he's wrestling?
Wait, is Ricky Stenicki a show or is that just a movie?
It's a movie.
It was a good movie. I saw that.
Packers Reacher Divisional Round 24-17 over the Bears. How many?
Reacher's got to be one of them.
Yeah, Reacher's a good show. You would love Reacher.
Obviously, Ricky Stenicki I've watched.
Yeah,
good show.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, nothing rang a bell.
The Boys.
Like Fallout something, I'm sure.
Fallout has two seasons, yeah. The Marvelous Mr. Love. Yeah.
Ms. Maisel.
And The Man in the High Castle, also one of the, I think, the original ones they had on Amazon Prime.
What's that
a while
about?
Back. So I've never watched that one. I've watched 4 of the 6 that I mentioned here in the headline. The Man in the High Castle, I think the premise of that is, what if World War II had ended the opposite way with the Germans winning? And it's like an alternate universe kind of thing. And it
sounds like a lovely world.
There's like a time travel alter. Like they're trying to go. I don't know how it all worked out, but it was an interesting premise.
Not interesting enough to get you to watch it.
I watched the first episode, fell asleep, and usually that's a sign that it's not for me. Yeah.
Well, you fall asleep during Packers games. You didn't stop watching Packers games. All right, those are our headlines brought to you by Amazon Prime, where you'll be able to find tomorrow night's game. And you'll have to if you don't live in Green Bay, Fox Cities, or Milwaukee TV markets. Although, Tausch, I did have a few people. I didn't want to be part of this, but I did have a few people reach out with suggestions for you for alternative ways to watch the game. But you don't need it because you have
Prime. We have Amazon.
Based on the boxes that arrive at your home.
What were some of the alternatives?
Well, I don't feel like they don't sell ice cream. They just pirate video feeds.
Oh, pirated
so
video.
Seems like we shouldn't mention those for a number of reasons.
Well, then there you go.
I'm here to mention those. Those will go unmentioned. What will be mentioned is Gruber Law. So speaking of legal, when it comes to people that have been injured in accidents that need legal advice, Gruber Law Offices is the best in the business. David and his team for 40 years, they have been there helping Milwaukeeans and people throughout the Midwest get what they deserve when they've been injured in an accident. So hopefully you never have to make the call. But if you do, there's only one call to make. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. And you go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more about the firm, about all the great lawyers they have on their team, and everything David and his family do in our communities. He is legitimately wonderfully involved in our communities. Gruble offices, one call. That's all. Time now to make a call to Jesse for Woe Nelly. That is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Johnny Montage turns into Johnny Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
So we spent all week talking about who has the most pressure on them in this matchup for the Packers and Bears on Saturday night. Across the league and nationally, conversation is who has the most pressure on them heading into the playoffs. Whether it be a team or an individual, there's one answer that I've heard more than anyone else. Before I reveal that, I'd like to ask you guys, who do you believe, team or individual, has the most pressure on them heading into the NFL playoffs?
Yeah, I think Matt LaFleur. I think Jason's, because I look at it this way. Kyle Shanahan has a lot of pressure on him, too.
For sure.
Eagles got a championship. Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay got a championship. I'm guessing a lot of folks are going to say Josh Allen. I disagree with the premise of that. But I'm going to switch my vote from Matt LaFleur, because we've pounded on that all week, to Sean McDermott. I think if Sean McDermott and the Bills get beat, I think the Bills probably need to go in a different direction. So, Sean McDermott.
I still don't quite understand what to make of Matt LaFleur's contract situation. I don't want to spend a bunch of time on it again, obviously. Because we talked about it earlier in the week, but like, because we have no idea what Ed Policy is thinking, like, maybe he's not under nearly as much pressure as we think he is.
Well, there's still pressure, even if he gets a contract extension.
Right. I agree, but I think there is the narrative and the theory by some, and I can't even say that they're wrong, because I don't know that, like, they lose, he's done. And I don't believe that, but I also don't think we're gonna have to find that out. But we could.
What'll be the timeline on figuring that out? Because Matt LaFleur don't want to go into the offseason as a lame duck. The Packers don't want to do that.
And you got to do it right away on Sunday or Monday.
Okay.
But let me be clear. I don't think they should, even if they lose. I also don't believe that they're going to lose, but it's certainly possible. But I just, when you ask that pressure question and I say Matt LaFleur, I say that more reflexively because it's what we talked about earlier in the week, then maybe it's not nearly true.
Yeah, I think the answer has to be Sean McDermott, right?
Yes, I agree with you.
McDermott more than Josh Allen, because Josh Allen's the one I've seen this week where unsportsmanlike, I believe, said Josh Allen has the most pressure.
Yeah, those guys don't like Josh Allen for whatever reason. I don't know what Evans got against Josh Allen, but Josh Allen is an MVP. He's... That defense, and it's really hard for me to tell you that a six seed?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really hard for me to tell you that a six seed is like destined to go win. Now, if he was the one or two seed, I would totally agree with that. They're not a great team this year. And if they do win, Josh Allen's going to be the reason. Like always, he's going to be because he has to carry that entire load.
Yep.
Who's the best seed team that does have pressure on them?
Here's what I would say. I think if the New England Patriots don't make it to the AFC Championship game, they should be disappointed. There's really nobody else that's not a one seed that's got a bye that I can make that argument for.
I even feel like the Broncos and Seahawks, no one's saying like, well, they're the number one seeds. They got to be good enough to...
I agree.
It doesn't feel like there's any pressure on them at all.
Well, they're not playing.
No, I'm saying in heading into the playoffs, not just this weekend.
Oh, there'll be pressure on Seattle.
Obviously,
be
there is no pressure on the Seahawks this weekend.
Seattle plays Green Bay next week. It will be Seattle. All the pressure will be on Seattle.
I agree with that as well.
I think this week all the pressure's on Green Bay, and that's why I love this setup, because there's something real freeing about winning that playoff game and then taking a beat. That's why I would love for this to that's how it should shake out. Now, obviously, they got to start that out on Saturday.
God, you've had such a great show today.
Whoa, Nelly!
Well, let's bring them down a little bit then.
Sure.
So, Tausch was very generous today. He came into the Everlight Solar Studio, and he brought with him some treats for the office to enjoy. Now, he set them on my desk, and people didn't realize that I wasn't the one who brought them or what the plan was here. So
you took credit for them?
No. Well, I thought about it, but no, I did not. We found out Tausch brought some cookies in from home. We appreciate you bringing these cookies in, Tausch, for everybody.
Did you bake them?
No, I had nothing to do with this.
Okay.
Did you take a bite out of any of them?
Uh-oh. Did I? No, I didn't. I did not.
There's very clearly this cookie at the bottom of the bag here with the green sprinkles on it. Very clearly has an entire bite taken out of it.
Here's what I'll say. I am not going to disparage anyone. I will put you... Eleanor loves decorating cookies. She is also... We were going to throw the cookies out because obviously it's getting to be that time. So you take up all of your complaints. I will give you Eleanor's... She doesn't have a cell, but I will give you Eleanor's info. You can take up all of your complaints with Eleanor.
Just noticing that
that's fine.
One cookie
again,
that has a bite mark.
I literally am the
it.
Messenger here. I think she was like, oh, you know what? Instead of throwing these out, you think anyone at your office will? I said, yeah, I would think that they might. Maybe they won't. If they don't, they could throw them out. So.
That didn't go the way I had hoped.
Whoa, Nelly!
She loves Decker. I mean, she is all in on, like, Max likes as like a cook and he's chefing.
Yeah,
she's gotten into the baking, man. She's loving baking, and she likes the. She's artsy with, maybe there's a bite out of. Maybe that was one that we left for Santa. Took that bite.
They look like delicious cookies, and I'm excited to eat.
It feels like you really wanted to get after Eleanor.
I'm grateful. I appreciate the generosity.
Jason, did that feel grateful?
Not at all. No.
I don't have anything to do with it.
It was just a little stunning to see very clearly bite marks out of one of the cookies that
sure,
you brought in.
I can understand that.
A lot of times when we go by extended family for holidays and whatnot, my dad will usually make sure that what my mom has made is not poison, and a slice or two will be gone of a dessert or whatever else.
So you bring the cake with a slice missing?
Yeah. Some say psychologically that's the incentive for other people then to eat it, because if you see a slice is gone,
by the way,
you're more prone to take
some. If you brought in
some.
A rum cake and it was like half and it was wrapped up, I'd have no problem. If you want to have some, have some. If you don't, don't. Like, this isn't that hard. Like, obviously, everybody loves it. Now, if you're bringing in a birthday cake for somebody, you don't have half a slice. But if you're bringing stuff in just as like, hey, here you go, great. You can't do it if it's a gift or it's like, hey, like what you do with Becca, you guys bring the little tins.
Candy tin.
It's great.
Tin, yeah.
That's awesome.
A lot of times if I go pick up a pizza, sometimes I bring back a Pac-Man pizza. One slice missing. I might have made sure I had it hot and fresh in the car on the way back. I will not be picking up pizza during the Packers-Bears game on Saturday night, for those who have asked. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm going to go ahead and draw a trivia winner now. Does that sound like a good idea?
Sounds wonderful.
I guess. I'm still fascinated by this whole thing. Now Tausch just needs a butcher and a candlestick maker with the baker that he's got working at home now. And you have not banned your amazing daughter or son from usage of any kitchen appliances like you briefly did Sarah, correct?
There have been no suspensions at this point yet, no. But it's early.
A lot of game left. Four contestants in our cheese fry helmet this week for our Cousin Subs and Iron Jock prize pack, because yesterday didn't exist. Congratulations to JJ in Dodgeville.
He made it to Platteville to see the Afro'd radio tandem and now won some trivia.
That's a heck of a win. JJ got every question right on Wednesday, knowing about the great city of Platteville.
Did he do the preemptive where he yelled out the answers?
I think he got one or two that way. But it was Mike, the wedding DJ, that had toured before his performance.
Yeah, JJ had two out of three, I believe he yelled them out. Yeah,
but you're so good, and then you still fall short of the Iron Jock. And that's what's great about this. The playoffs now. You bring your best, and that sometimes still isn't good enough.
Happy to report, Retro Pizza Hut still looking good out in Platteville, by the way. Drove past it on my way in for the game on Wednesday night.
And stop in for a slice and turn it into a Pac-Man pizza like you referenced earlier?
I should have done that. I stopped at the world's largest M on my way down to record my little pregame video, which was a good time. Saw the world's largest M up close and in person.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, that is Woe Nelly, such that it was. I feel like you short shrifted us a little bit. We gave you lots of time. We just got sidetracked by that allegation about the bite out of the cookie, which again,
Just for the record, like with Christmas cookies, I don't like sugar cookies I don't even eat those.
What's your sugar? What's your go-to Christmas cookie?
It's kind of got like the peanut butter with the chocolate star. That's the one
with
that
the Hershey's Kiss in the middle?
Sarah's mom makes these ones, and I think you and so Becca do this.
Are you telling me the very cookie that has a bite out of it, which is the peanut butter cookie with the green sprinkles and the kiss in the middle?
I don't like dye on the stuff. I'm telling you, the ones I like are they're like the small circular ones. They're thicker, and then you stick the little...
Sure.
That's the one that I kind of dabble in, not the round ones. So,
and there you have it. You might want to dabble in the ESPN app. As I've told you for a while now, I love the fact that it's convenient. I've got it on my TV, so I don't have to do the casting thing, like from your phone to your TV. You can just download it right to your TV, or you can watch it on your phone or on your tablet. Wherever you want to enjoy ESPN, you can do it. And when a trophy is raised... it can feel like the season is over, but that's not true on the ESPN app. It never really is, because with more than 47,000 live events, plus originals, you know I love those for 30s, highlights and coverage from every corner of the sports world, there's always going to be something to dive into. There is no off season, just everything a fan needs to keep going. Always in season, get all of ESPN all in one place. Download the ESPN app on your TV or your phone today. We wrap up the show and wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
It is time for Feel Good Friday. Nothing says Feel Good Friday like a royalty-free Sabrina Carpenter-style knockoff song.
That is not really Sabrina, right?
No, it's not.
I didn't think she'd do royalty-free.
She's got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
So on Thursday...
That one dude just started in a cornfield. All right, my bad, Jason.
It's all right. On Wednesday, we honored three players with our 2025 Tom Mulhern Stand-Up Guy Award. Josh Jacobs, his second consecutive year winning the award. Christian Watson, who wins his second. He won it in 2023, shared it then. And safety Evan Williams, who wins his first. He was the leading vote-getter, but we had a couple of recipients this year because there were some that were very, very good to us in the media.
It's Feel Good Friday, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
I appreciate you doing that. We didn't have this award when old T was there. He would have potentially won one early in his career, but definitely not toward the end of his career.
Now, if you're giving him up to six guys, I probably would have.
Three, not six. And I don't think, and definitely not at the end of your career, you wouldn't have gotten one even if we gave out six.
Every offensive unless we starter.
Unless we came into the training room and dropped it off. But obviously it is named for my late mentor, Tom Mulhern, who was also one of Sidney's godfathers and someone who meant a lot to me. And look, it's there are other beats that give out good guy awards. I'm leery of that because, again, if we had this award at other times in my history covering the team, we would have given a trophy to someone that said good guy on it that maybe wasn't. So we prefer the stand-up guy award, and these three are incredibly deserving. All three of them were great with the media. Xavier McKinney was a co-winner last year with Jacobs. But we had 10 different players who received at least one vote. Not all of them got trophies, I'm here to tell you. But we've got a pretty good locker room, and as I tell you all the time, it is my job, and it is a job that I take seriously. I know I'm not covering the White House or anything of major import, and I'm definitely not curing childhood cancer. But I do take my role as the conduit to you, the fans, very seriously, and these guys allow me to do that job much better because they are accessible, they are honest, and they are high-character guys. So we appreciate Josh Jacobs, Christian Watson, and Evan Williams, and I appreciate all of my colleagues for allowing this to become what it has in honor of Tom Mulhern, who obviously meant the world to me and meant the world to my career and my family. So that is our Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints.
Next year, the award goes to the Green Bay Packers.
No, the only thing, Jason, that was awesome. I love that. It's I think it's a great award. It's good for the guys. I've always thought stand up, especially after a tough moment. It shows you a lot about the character of the guys. The only thing that I think is negative is because Xavier McKinney didn't get that award, he's actually going down to a jeweler and he is going to engrave and get his own award.
It just says Molly on it, just to make up for him missing out. That is a reference, of course, to Za'Darius Smith and his diamond-encrusted Captain C pendant. He never won the award, by the way. Just a heads up for folks. That is it for us today. Make sure you tune in for Green Bay Game Day and Game Night tomorrow. I heard a rumor that there's a Saturday scramble on ESPN Madison.
Oh,
is that true?
Scrambly.
That show is back. Pablo and Riley are going to be hosting tomorrow, 10 to noon.
I look forward to talking to them tomorrow. Maybe I'll be on the road already to Chicago when they call. That's it for us today. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy tomorrow night's game. We will be back on Monday to talk about it all. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.